you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now for InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
And welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I am Nick Sordor here in Grapevine, Texas, right outside of Dallas, where CPAC was held these last few days. And you may have seen some clips, some snippets of speakers and side events that were happening out here, and there were some surprise guests, we'll say. And there have been a lot of comments, I would say, being made by people, you know, giving their opinion on, okay, is CPAC dead? You know, why were people really here? We had the, I guess, the crown prince of Iran or whatever up on stage. That seemed to be the most popular guest for some reason. Look, I mean, I'm going to have a ton of commentary to go over on that over the next hour here, but you've also got the No King's Day riots all across the country, and even ironically in London, England, an anti-Trump, quote-unquote, No King's riot in London, England. Yes, you did hear that right. You know, the place that famously has a king. Riots get a little bit dicey. You see that, you know, rioters tried to... Actually, this is a great video you guys just brought up here for me. You know, I don't know when these people are going to learn. I'm assuming that they're never going to learn at this point. But I love moments like this. Play that one back with sound, guys. But this guy getting just, you know, he for whatever reason, trying to harass a police horse and went home with some broken ribs and maybe a concussion. Play that with some with sound. So classic F around and find out moment in Los Angeles. There were a lot of, you know, riots in Los Angeles in particular yesterday, especially damaging the federal building yet again. Total just utter lawlessness. I believe there were 75 arrests, but that's not even close to the amount that was actually needed out there. And so a little bit later on in the show, we're actually going to have the man who, you know, squashed the last riots that were going on out there, retired Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino. He'll be joining us live here in just a few minutes. But in the meantime, I'm going to run through some a few other pieces of news here where this last week, in the dead of night, the middle of the night, I believe it was 3 o'clock in the morning when I got the notification that the Senate had just unanimously passed a funding bill for DHS, but excluded Customs and Border Protection, as well as ICE. And now, I know people like to say that ICE and Border Patrol have been funded by the One Big Beautiful Bill. No, frontline deportation operations have been funded by the Big Beautiful Bill. So ICE agents and Border Patrol agents are getting paid. However, all of the civilian staffers are not getting paid. So it's not just TSA agents, it's any other... this is a huge operation, deportations are. If we actually want to get the numbers that were promised to us in 2024, that 80 million of us voted for, you have to have that civilian staff to help carry that out. You know, we'll talk to Commander Bovino about that in a little bit as well. But we have seen lines at the airports dwindle a little bit. President Trump sent ICE agents out there. Is it because there are, the ICE agents are just much better at TSA at getting people through? Or does it have to do with, you know, the fact that illegals aren't showing up to the airports anymore? Because up until recently, if you're an illegal, when you went through TSA, you wouldn't be stopped. You'd be allowed on the plane. Don't know if that's the case with ICE agents. I don't know if anybody has been ballsy enough to try that yet. I'm hoping to find out from DHS tomorrow whether or not that's the case. But there have been video after video after video coming out showing them biometric scan, doing biometric scans, clip number 18 guys at places like Houston Hobby Airport, which last week had 6 hour wait times. Check that out. This is the problem that I have with this, guys. We haven't gotten any information as to whether or not any illegals have been arrested at the airports that ICE agents are at. So, if we're not arresting illegals at these airports, if they're coming through, and honestly, Commander Bovino would probably tell you the same thing. A lot of these people, Venezuela is not sending their best and brightest, right? So it wouldn't be surprising if they would try to go through anyway. But if there is no benefit here for deportations, then this is a total waste of time for ICE agents to be out there doing. I mean, we have, Commander Bovino wants to get rid of 100 million people in this country. And ICE isn't going to be able to do that if they're just sitting there scanning IDs at the airport all day. So, my opinion, go put IRS agents out there. Make them sit there and run IDs at the airport if we're not allowing them to arrest illegals. I did come up with a little bit of a surprise here at CPAC, and I brought Commander B with me. Didn't tell anybody. I told the organizers the night before. I had already had him here on the ground in the hotel. He was spotted walking in, and so I had to tell them. So the secret came out, but he got a an incredibly warm welcome. Yeah, clip number four, guys.
Since we are talking about the border right now, and I believe we have a special guest very briefly backstage, I would like to welcome out onto the stage our retiring Border Patrol Chief, Greg Bovino, who's here right now, and who I want to give a massive round of applause for delivering, ladies and gentlemen. The man. Can we put this one back up on screen? Put that. Look at that. Look what Greg Bovino and his Border Patrol team did. Check this out. And here's an ICE agent.
I had to, Benny.
Oh, look at it.
Superman got me.
Superman's doing a bow. Superman doing a bow to Greg Bovino. This is the work of Greg and his team. Can we get a massive round of applause for our Border Patrol and ICE agents and Greg's work as the chief of the Border Patrol? The fake news hate him, libs hate him. This is Darth Vader for those people. He's the biggest bad guy, but he's a hero to us and the America First Movement. Greg, you want to say a few words? You want to just say thank you? He's retiring right now. Let's give him a warm, warm welcome. Greg Bovino, say a few words.
Hey, Benny, thank you, thank you. Again, I did retire. I've actually been retired 24 hours now. I left my tribe, folks, but I joined another tribe, and that is you, that conservative CPAC movement, America. Thanks for having me here today. Thank you. Benny, thank you.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramathestore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bentley to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all. You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. But for the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support at theultramathestore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the Methylene Blue bare minimum at thealexostore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off. One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our Methylene Blue, Ultramethylene Blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself if you sat on the fence to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get Ultramethylene Blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your Ultramethylene Blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. In that video right before the break, you saw the hero's welcome that was much deserved by outgoing, now retired as of, 72 hours ago, Border Patrol Commander-at-Large Gregory Bovino. It has been a pleasure and an honor to be able to basically be his body man all week. And he joins the show with us live right now Commander B, welcome to the show.
Nick, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man, we were just talking about the riots that were happening yesterday, or they like to call it the No Kings protest. It's the No Kings riots. That's what's going on. You've seen what's, I don't even know if I've shown you any of these videos or not yet, but I'll give you an example. In Portland, they ripped the gate open for the ingress egress at the ICE facility out there, ripped it wide open. And they were just basically able to do that. They climbed up on the building, destroyed all the security cameras. And we just saw a video in the first segment of them in Los Angeles getting, kicked by a horse. I think that was much deserved. But this happened yesterday out there in Portland. And, man, Los Angeles, I'm worried about how bad that's going to continue to get. Yesterday, it was 75 arrests out there, and Bill O'Saley said there's going to have to be a hell of a lot more because of the carnage that happened out there. And many people might remember the Paramount riots that happened in the Los Angeles area last year, and there was this video of you out there. And I want to show it to the audience that may not have seen that video of you rallying your men out there before you totally quashed that that riot. Clip number one, guys.
Arrest as many people that touch you as you want to. Those are the general orders to touch you. You hear what I'm saying? Less lethals? So you catch what I'm... It's all about us now. It ain't about them. Professional, legal, ethical, moral. You know what we're talking about. Legal, ethical, moral. You're on camera. But other than that, fucking city.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're just built differently, man. I mean, what are your thoughts on all this?
Nick, I'll tell you what, there's no reason for a riot, and there's certainly absolutely zero reason for someone to think it okay or have the capability to take over a federal building, whether that's Portland or it's starting in Los Angeles again. You have to set the tone from the very beginning, and the Paramount riot set the tone. Nick, and you and I have talked about this before, that tone was set, and there was not another riot, not another anarchist-type movement against a federal building for almost a year, not until we left Minnesota for almost a year. Now you see it starting again. The legal, ethical, and moral law enforcement effort does include protecting federal buildings, protecting federal personnel, as Mr. Asaley says, and he's well equipped and well able to do that as long as he has those federal officers' support to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been, we saw when you were out there in Minneapolis in particular. This is a video of what people say, or what the left anyway, are trying to say was a Nazi coat. And I'm sure a lot of people in the audience have actually heard that accusation being made. I was out there at this time. It was like negative 15 degrees. It was cold as, it's the coldest place I've ever been in my life. And where is this jacket from? Is this a Nazi jacket?
Nick, no, it's not a Nazi jacket. I bought that jacket back in about 1998, 1999 as a young Border Patrol agent. And I've had it for the past 25 years. I've worn it for the past 25 years, worn it under just about every administration up until now. But it wasn't until now that that Nazi moniker was bannered about. Bannered about, of course, by the fringe left, socialist sheet left, but bantered about nonetheless. Nick, we've often talked, it's when they start that type of rhetoric, you know you're doing some good when they start calling you a Nazi or Gestapo, because we were starting to do some really good work there in Minnesota before we were pulled out. And, they had to attack something. They couldn't attack our operations. They couldn't attack anything else. So they started the name calling, which was, of course, always laced with emotion.
Yeah, of course, naturally. And I do regret to inform everybody that the first thing that the new DHS administration did was go in and delete any photos of him in that jacket off of their X pages. So I just, that looks a little bit like capitulation to me, but you know, we'll talk more about that in the next segment though. But yeah, so out there in Minneapolis, you guys were just blitzing the streets and the left was screaming and screaming and screaming. And you had Waltz was, you know, miserable because all of his illegal voters were going away. What is the difference between what's happening out there now? Because you're not seeing as many riots in the streets. So is that because, you know, they feel like they won? What do you think?
Sure. I think it's there's not a mass deportation going on. Plain and simple, mass deportations are not going on right now. They did in Los Angeles, Chicago, Charlotte, New Orleans, started to there in Minneapolis. We did it in Bakersfield as well. When you don't have the mass deportations and you start the targeting or the worst of the worst type operations, that's barely scratching the surface. Nobody sees it. It's not felt by the illegal aliens or by anyone else. And you know what? It probably gives them the feeling that they did win, that there's no need to riot or put those anarchists out in the street, because really, what is happening there?
Yeah, I mean, these things were happening every single day. The violence against you guys out there, the violence against, you know, people like reporters that were out there trying to, you know, show the law enforcement being, you know, blocked. They were using cars. They were taught how to do these things to pull them in front of you guys, slow roll themselves so that it would keep you from, you know, getting to your next target destination. And, you know, so it was like they had created total chaos in the streets, well-funded chaos in the streets every single day. Yes, we saw riots yesterday, but that sort of thing was happening daily in Minneapolis while you guys were out there. And I'm afraid that we may have just sent a message that rioting works. So the left can go and burn places down. They can, you know, sacrifice their own, like Renee Good sending her out there. Like, no, they needed people to be killed. That's what they wanted. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. They needed, nobody was happier than these leftist operatives when Renee Good got herself killed by trying to run down a DHS agent. And, you know, there's so many things, Commander, that I want to get your thoughts on, especially that number that you gave the other day, 100 million people that have to go out of this country. We'll get to that right after the break. Stay with us here on the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. We'll be right back.
One of the most important things to me in my life is to get things right and to tell the truth and to be accurate. That's why they say Alex Jones is right. But it's not just our news, our prediction, our information that are incredibly accurate. It's the products. And out of all the amazing supplements at thealexjonesstore.com, our methylene blue, ultra methylene blue, is the best you're going to find on the market. It's so good for your body. Instant, clean, amazing energy. You owe it to yourself, if you sat on the fence, to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get ultra methylene blue. And believe me, you are going to want to reorder it again. We have an 84% reorder on that product. No other supplement anywhere has anything even close. That is how amazing it is. Secure your ultra methylene blue now at thealexjonesstore.com. And thanks for keeping us on the air.
Repeat what you said is happening. You feel in the...
I feel like that stuff in my fingers. I feel tingling fingers.
There's the camera. Blast them with full power right there.
Ah!
Yeah!